I'm going to be leading you all over the Word of God this morning, so I'm just warning you to get your Bibles ready. Today we're going to look at an interesting thing. If we can get Junior here to work. There we go. I'm going to talk about Satan in the Christian home. Now, it may seem to you that those two ought to be mutually exclusive. If you're talking about Satan, you're not talking about Christians, right? Wrong. I have a question for you this morning, and I want you to think it through before I flip it off the screen. How many of you believe that you are truly saved from your sins, born again, washed in the blood of Christ, and on your way to heaven? Be honest. Don't you dare raise your hand because somebody else did. You be honest this morning. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to see. So I have a different kind of a question for you now. And I use the word did because it refers back in time a little bit. As some of you adults know about this, but some of these younger kids may not. But they're learning quickly. What did Dungeons and Dragons, David Copperfield, witches, Wiccans, hard rock music, and many video games have in common? They have one common denominator. Anybody know what it is? The answer is right there, somewhere. They draw upon satanic power to perform or affect their participants. And I think I used the right word, affect, not effect, but to perform or affect their participants. There are some things that magicians do that we call sleight of hand. There are some things that some magicians do that require satanic help. And only they may know which is which. You and I observing and watching may not. But there's another area that Satan has very much taken over this world. And us older folks have grown through the change. You younger people have never known anything different. And that is the New Age movement. You say, what in the world is that? Well, I'm going to guess it started about 40 years ago. It may be 50 by now. I'm not sure. But it is so ingrained that we do not think about it. But here's some of the things that are involved in the New Age movement that have become commonplace and normal. And normal themes of television shows that have enamored many, many of our younger generation. First of all, reincarnation. I'm going to go through these rather quickly this morning. But reincarnation, there's a lot of conversation about that. That is not true. It did not happen. It does not happen. And it's only Satan's work that can put into people's minds what they believe was another life that they lived in another time and place. Those are all tricks of the devil that deceive people. And then there is goddess worship. And we're most often reminded of that by bumper stickers on people's cars, particularly ladies' cars, college ladies' cars, or those type. And I know where I could take you and show you some bumper stickers of that sort tomorrow morning. But it's a belief that people have. It's taught in many of our colleges and universities. Now you say, who are the goddesses? Well, there's ISIS. Don't confuse that with the Muslim war that's going on. ISIS is a name of the same goddess idol and a different car in different countries. ISIS from Egypt. Diana from Greece, Venus from Italy, Ashtaroth from Palestine, Canaan land. Children of Israel got real involved with Ashtaroth. And then there is the upward progression movement. And the biggest, most common, and well-accepted religious system in our world today is Mormonism. That believe that you can go through processes where you become more like God, and you become a God in time, And you'll even get your own planet in which you can set up your own kingdom and your own government. Now, that's upward progression. They're not the only ones that believe it, but they are the ones that make it very well known. And then there's astrology. People who take stars and claim that the stars give them messages. And many times you will hear advertised on radio, if not on television, that you actually can get a star and you can buy a star and get it named after you. As if anybody has any control over the stars of heaven. Give me a break. What kind of stupid people are there out there? Amen? But there are those. And there are those who govern their lives by the stars, by where the planets are and by where the stars are in certain positions. These things are all from the pit of hell, by the way. And here's another one. Oh, my goodness. How about that one? Horoscopes. Does that ring a bell? If you read your newspaper, there's one in there, I think, probably every time you read a newspaper. Do you bother to read it? Shame on you if you do. Horoscopes, a bunch of baloney. Amen. Let me relate it to you. How many of you go to Chinese restaurants? Yeah, we love those places. And when they give you the bill, they give you these little fortune cookies. And you break it open and you pull out the little fortune. And believe it or not, a lot of those things seem to be true of you or of me. Amen? Well, let me tell you, they print those things by the millions. They make those fortune cookies by the millions. The Chinese restaurant people buy them in a box. I've seen the box. Probably has several hundred in the box. And they just reach in and grab four and plop it on your little check tray and put it on your table. You really think that stuff is true? Of course not. You're not deceived. But some people are. And they go to fortune tellers. They go to seancers and so forth. And then there is the magic potions. They go along with all of that. And New Age terms. And those New Age terms are such as this: biofeedback, hypnosis. I don't know if he's still doing it, but there was a man who was quite frequently in our area, advertised on radio and television, his meetings. I think his name was something Jordan. And many people would go to his meetings, his seminars, where he would use hypnosis and he would use a lot of these things. And then there's yoga. Oh my goodness, isn't yoga pushed today? Well, there's two kinds of yoga. There's a physical exercise that uses those things of yoga, but you get into it and you find out they teach you how to do meditation. Well, what are you meditating on? You and I as Christians are only to be meditating upon this book. Now, are the exercises wrong? Of course not. We all need exercises of different sorts. But if you team those exercises up with meditation that puts you in mind-altering situations, you are then moving into Satanism and into all of his trickery. Kung Fu. That's physical. Yeah, but there's also a mental thing that goes along with Kung Fu. And with ninja. And then there's Hare Krishna. This is a big religion from the East. I didn't say in the East. I said it's from the East. India and other places that practice Hare Krishna. And then there is a word that is used all the time. Karma. Christians, that's not a word for you to use. Karma says that you get what's coming to you. What goes around comes around. And I've heard Christians use those terms. Be careful. Remember who we serve? We serve the eternal, sovereign, creator, God of the universe. And you better believe that about him. What did I just say? I said he's eternal. I said he's the creator. I said he's the sovereign. There is no one over him. He's the ruler of the universe. And as our Savior, His Son Jesus Christ is God as well. We believe in the Trinity. We believe that there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is here on earth, indwelling believers. God the Son is sitting at the right hand of God the Father on the throne in heaven, making intercession for us. And so when you and I pray, we pray to Him, Jesus Christ, the Mediator. It says in Timothy, there is one Mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for us all. Amen? You've got to move quickly. There are a lot of people that love fantasy. There are a lot of Christian fantasy books out there. I am not at all interested in that stuff. I have a grandson. He just loves that stuff. As long as he stays on the Christian fantasy, I guess it's okay. But the love of fantasy, why not learn to love reality? Because reality is where we live and reality is where we serve God. We don't serve God out there. We serve God here where we live. We serve God in our home. We serve God in our community. We serve God in our church. We serve God at our job. We serve God at the store. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you and I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We don't need fantasy, folks. We need reality. And we need to work and serve our Savior. And that fantasy works all the way through books and video games and so forth. Oh, now I'm going to get into trouble. How about this one? How about this one? I don't know if any of you do, but I have seen Christians who do. And I have seen former members of this church who did. Buy lottery tickets. Shame on you. Shame on you. That is a trick to destroy our state and our country, the lottery. You say, oh, but some people win great amounts of money. Yeah, they do, and it ruins their life. You can buy books all about that. Stay away from that stuff, folks. If you have a financial need, you go to God in what? Prayer. And the God of heaven, who sees your need, knows your need, knows more about your need than you do, He will provide. And you will be amazed sometimes how God provides for your needs. Now, obviously, His first provision is to give you a job. You say, but I don't have a job. Well, you need a job. You say, I'm too old for a job. No, you're not. There's always ways in which to serve and minister. And if you are in the point where you need to get a job or you need to get a raise, talk to God about it. God knows where there's the right job for you. God knows where there's the right amount of money for you. Pray, pray, pray. And don't ask other people to pray if you're not willing to pray for yourself. Amen? Boy, that was weak. Amen. Thank you. Symbols. What's the title of my message? Satan in the Christian Home. Let's see if you have any of these symbols in your house. Now, there are 12 up there, and none of them may seem to you to be that important because you don't dabble in that stuff. How about number 4 down in the lower corner? What do you call that symbol? Back in the 60s, it was called a peace symbol. Now I think it's got a new name. Lately, it's been called the Cross of Nero. Anybody know who Nero was? Nero was the guy who finished the Apostle Paul's life. Nero was the guy who was destructive. He hated Christians. He hated a lot of things. He even set Rome on fire and then fiddled while Rome burned, as the old saying goes. Nero was a terrible, terrible dictator in the Roman Empire. Why would you honor Nero with a symbol like that? It's the symbol of the broken cross. How did Peter die? Upside down on a cross. Peter wasn't the only one that was crucified in that way. It also has another name. In witchery, it is called the devil's crowfoot. Now, that's a symbol that everybody recognizes. Let's see if I can get this little guy to work. Somewhere's on here supposed to be a little pointer. There we go. How about this one here? You say, oh, that's the Star of David. Well, not when it's got a circle around it. It's not the Star of David. It's called a hexagram and sometimes referred to as the Seal of Solomon. It is the most powerful symbol used in the occult. What about this one here? Now you have the inverted pentagram. And you may see that quite often, and they fill in the cross, and those are the goat's horns, those are the goat's ears, that's the goat's nose, and that is a symbol of Satan. A symbol of Satan, and Antichrist's dominion over the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Got any of those in your house? How about this one? You say, well, wait a minute, that's the symbol of Islam. No, it isn't. The crescent moon represented the goddess Diana. It's turned to face the symbol of Lucifer, which is the star of the morning, which is what Lucifer means. And we know now that Lucifer has become who? Satan. Well, you probably don't identify with all that stuff, so how about this one? That has four symbols in it. Now, I've seen lots of women with that loop on the cross. You say, well, that's just made so you can carry the cross on a necklace. Be careful, my friend. Those are all satanic symbols. How about this one? That's got lots of names. Yin and Yang, right? Where did that come from? Didn't come from America. Didn't come from our forefathers. That came from the Far East. It came from India and all over in that area. They sometimes use this to describe karma. Kind of a scary looking image. But I want you to notice the color change. It goes from red to orange to yellow to green to blue. What are those the colors of? The rainbow. No, and this is not the gay rainbow. This is the New Age movement rainbow. Where else are rainbows used? Quite often they are used in conjunction with a funny creature that looks like a horse but has a big long horn out of the center of his nose. We call him a unicorn, right? Now some people say, well, the unicorn's in the Bible. Yeah, if you have an old King James, it is. But the Hebrew word means wild ox. And wild oxen had two horns, didn't they? Just like tame oxen. There's some New Age symbols over there. Right there, look at them. There's yin and yang. There's that, by the way, that is from Egypt. That goes back with Isis, that symbol right there. Down here, you have what looks like the Jewish symbol, Star of David. But you notice it's in the center of a circle. Over here, you have some writing that looks very Persian. I have no idea what it says. Let me give you another picture. I think many of you recognize this. And you say, well, I'm right there, or I'm right there, I'm right there. because somebody told you that this is the sign of the zodiac, and you were born under one of these signs, and because of that, you are who you are and why you're there and so forth. Don't believe all that nonsense. How many of you have seen this on somebody's bumper? You can even find this in the chapel at Wilson Hospital. You see, there's the Muslim symbol. There's the quote-unquote peace symbol. This here is male, female, all in one image. I'm not going into that discussion. There's the Jewish Star of David. There's a single eye. I have no idea. There's yin and yang again. And then there is the Christian cross. And so it says, let's all get together. Well, let me tell you, let's all get together is not in this book.
Amen.
We are to have fellowship and worship with those of like precious faith. Not all these others. That's why I'm not part of a lot of organizations that try to do this, put them all together. Well, let's go back. And then right there in the middle, unicorn in the sanctuary. And there's a picture of a horse with a horn right there. Unicorn in the sanctuary. What is it? Another New Age book. Another problem that creeps into some Christians' homes. And I can spend an hour on this subject, but I won't. I'll spend about half a minute. Alcohol does not belong in a Christian home. Rubbing alcohol under the bathroom sink, yes. But alcohol as a beverage, no. Christians do not and should not be drinking beer, wine, or alcohol. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Boy, is that weak. Well, let me tell you, I'm right. Just in case you want to know. And I have preached several messages on that subject from this wonderful little book. God has much to say against it. And yes, I know Paul said to Timothy, drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. Let me say this. The Greek word wine means one of six things. From grapes to raisins to jelly to alcoholic beverage and to good old grape juice. And grape juice is one of the healthiest things that you could ever drink. And when Paul said to Timothy, drink a little wine for your stomach, he probably was referring to grape juice because that is very, very good for your health and it fights many kinds of cancers and other problems in your body. So I say to you, drink a little grape juice. Keep Welch's in business, if you would please, for that one there. Then we have another problem that has crept into the Christian home. Now that we have computers and we have smartphones and iPads and this garbage is easily accessible everywhere you go. But it doesn't belong in a Christian's life. It doesn't belong in a Christian's home. Pornography is not for us. It's the old days. God said, the old things pass away. Behold, all things have become new. And then we have one more as I close. Mind-altering drugs. What a problem that is in America. What a problem that is in the world. And sad to say, it's a problem in many Christian homes. And like that grandmother that I mentioned during prayer time, whose grandson is addicted to drugs and alcohol. And we hear people all the time. My nephew is a paramedic in a hospital ER room. And he talks about the people that are brought in with heroin that they have to give the Narcan injection to in order to snap them out of it and bring them back to reality. before they destroy themselves or others. Those are things that do not belong in a Christian home, and yet Christians have allowed Satan to drag that stuff into our homes. And of course, the big one I did not put up there is television. Just because it's on TV don't mean you and I should watch it. There are many things that are fine to watch, obviously, but there are some things on television that we ought to not to watch. And you will notice that a lot of the programs that kids like are the ones that talk about the dark side. They talk about mysticism. They talk about the occult. They paint their eyes with dark eyeliner so that they look spooky. And friends, be careful what goes on in your home. Be careful what's brought into your home. Fathers, Ephesians 6, the verse is at the top of the page. And I close with it. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture, in the admonition of the Lord, not of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Dads, teach your kids right, and keep Satan out of your home. Let's pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we ask for your help. We know that we face a terrible foe, and we know that there are the tricks of the devil on every hand. And help us to stand equipped in the armor of Jesus Christ against the tricks and the wiles of the devil. Help us to stand strong and to stand true. Help us to teach our children what they ought to do, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.